Blackstone Audio presents The Long Grass by Ryan W. Bradley. This book is read by Elijah Alexander.
Julius jumped from one hay roll to another and another. 2.5 feet between each, they stretched across the entire field. He didn't want to think about his dad's dead dog, Cash. He paused, took a breath, jumped. "Jaybird!" Amy shouted. Julius grinned and stopped to let her catch up. Perched on top of the roll, he could barely see the road. He wanted it completely out of sight. Amy landed next to him. "Why are you going so fast? Don't you want to wait for me?" she asked. "Don't you want to be faster?" Julius launched to the next roll. His shoulder ached every time he landed. He looked at the compass he kept in his pocket. His father had given it to him for his 7th birthday, the same day his parents' divorce became official. Julius carried it with him every day. Amy hopped down, and turning, he saw her sprint toward the line of trees that framed the hayfield to the west. "Come on, Jay!" Her golden hair flopped across her face as she turned her head in the direction of the river. Julius waved her away, his attention on the next stop along his route. Playing it cool was the only way he'd get close to a girl. He knew that much from watching the other boys at school. Julius was ashamed to be 14 and not have seen a breast yet or felt a girl's tongue in his mouth. He'd been trying to kiss her, touch her, since they had first met a few weeks back when he arrived from Oregon to spend the summer with his father. Julius swung his arms and his feet lifted simultaneously. He didn't watch the ground, but kept his eyes on the curve of the roll in front of him, spotting his landing point. As long as he kept the line of trees to his immediate right, he couldn't get lost. Scanning the field for Amy, he saw she was by the riverbank. She waved her arms wildly. Julius leapt. Hands on knees, he looked back toward the river. Amy was hopping up and down now. She must have found something, he thought, knowing what it was, but hoping he was wrong. Julius fell on the last roll and his shoulder throbbed, but he'd made it.